Welcome to the Insurance Business Babes podcast, where we show you how we've grown our insurance and related businesses through talking about what works for us, what didn't work, and we'll help you grow your own business through our struggles and our successes. This show is owned by CMED LLC and hosted by Kathy Klein and Joanna Wyckoff. And now, let's get busy. Hey, 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 Joanna. I'm excited to see you again on the Insurance Business Babes podcast. What Joanna value bombs do you have for us today?
Thank you, Kathy. Nice to be back with you. Today, I wanted to talk about veterans and Medicare and marketplace insurance. I get asked this all the time. I'm a disabled veteran myself. I served in the United States Air Force, and I got injured at a very young age and got one of those pretty blue retired cards at 24. And in the Medicare industry, there's a lot of confusion about what a veteran can qualify for as regards to Medicare plans and marketplace plans. And so I just wanted to clear up some confusion today.
I'm not a veteran expert. I've had veterans come to me in the past and they were going to the VA, but they wanted to know what they had access to. And I said, well, and tell me if I did this wrong. So I told them, well, they can still go to the VA if they want to. But the Medicare Advantage plan works as a backup. And these are people who did not want Medicare supplement.
Okay.
They wanted something that wasn't going to cost them any out of pocket per month. And they were okay with the copays and blah, blah, blah. They wanted a backup in case the VA was going to take too long. And then they didn't mind having the dental insurance, et cetera. And it's my understanding that they can go to the VA when they want to, but they can use their Medicare plan. And there's a big plan that starts with H that really likes to work with veterans. No, you can schedule the H plan whenever you want. And if you have medication that you need, then you can go to the VA, you can get your prescription there. But I did tell them that the one thing that they need to be aware of is that if the VA prescribed a medication, let's see, I think they can get it at the pharmacy, but they have to pay. But if they want to go to the pharmacy at the VA, that has to be prescribed by the VA doctor. And they might have to go to a doctor twice if they have an expensive med. They might have to go to their regular, you know, their H doctor. They prescribed a medication. They're like, oh, this is an expensive med. I'm going to go to the VA doctor and get it prescribed there. I can pick it up at the VA. Did I get that right? Or am I going to have to go back to my client and say, oh, I screwed up?
No, it's not a screw up. You did good. So there's different types of veterans. I want to start here. There's a veteran who just did 4 years of service and they have no retirement, no blue retired ID card. That, and if they have a disability award, they are awarded different priority level groups at the VA. That's a VA only type of person. And then there's a different type of person who has retired TRICARE coverage. TRICARE is phenomenal. If they have TRICARE, they would have a blue retired card if they were the veteran themselves. And that means that they either did 20 years or more of service, or they were medically retired under 20 years. At 24, I was temporarily medically retired because of my severity of injury, and I was given a blue retired card. And I had TRICARE when they said, adios, Jojo, you got to go.
Oh, yeah. My clients do not have TRICARE because honestly, I don't mess with TRICARE. I tell people with TRICARE, they shouldn't do anything. I've been told in Facebook that you can deal with TRICARE, but I just don't.
So, TRICARE plus other insurance is always wonky. It depends on how wonky you want to get. But first, you want to see what they have. If they are just a regular veteran or a veteran with a disability, they can have whatever plan they want. They can have a Medicare supplement. They can have a prescription plan. They can have a Medicare Advantage plan with a prescription plan, or they can have a Medicare Advantage with no prescription plan. All four of those options work. And nothing interferes with VA coverage. So if they chose a Medicare supplement plan because they want to travel the world in an RV or whatever, they want flexibility, they don't want to have co-pays and things like that, and they want to go to any doctor, they can have a Med Sup. if they are going to the VA, they could still have a med sup and see civilian doctors. They can have a full Advantage plan with a prescription option if they like to see civilian providers and want to have all the full medical prescription benefits of that. One of the biggest misconceptions, Kathy, is that all veterans get free health care and free prescriptions from the VA. That's the biggest lie ever. The VA actually has 8 different priority groups.
Eight?
How are you going to keep track of them, all right? There's a chart on Google. I'll send it to you to see if you can link it. There's 8. The highest priority level group is priority level 1, and I happen to be in that level. And it means that you are either 50% disabled or more. That priority group gets free prescriptions regardless of the reason of the prescription and free medical care at the VA regardless of the reason. Last summer, I'm very open about this. Last summer, I had a very bad illness and I had to be taken to the hospital. My partner took me to the VA ER. And the ER said, we're going to keep you. I had lost 15 pounds of weight, water weight in 5 days. I couldn't keep anything down. It was really bad. And so I was admitted to the VA. I didn't see a bill. I didn't have any co-pays and they paid for everything. And had they had to send me out, they would have paid for that too, because I'm over 50%. A couple years ago, I was pregnant. The VA doesn't do any maternity care. They outsourced me what they call community care, and they paid 100% of that because I'm over 50% disabled. Under 50%, they go by different priority levels of what your disability is and if they'll pay for that cost. If you're under 50%, they're only going to see you for service-connected disabilities without any copays. If you're under 50%, you might have a copay for your prescriptions. It's not always free. If you have a prescription for, say, I don't know, blood pressure, and you don't have a blood pressure disability with the VA, they might charge you for it. That's the biggest misconception, is all veterans get all prescriptions for free. And that's not the case. Now, the cost, the VA's copay schedule is usually a lot cheaper than Medicare. So sometimes it's more financially beneficial if they get a copay from the VA instead of a copay from Medicare, but it's not always free. A lot of times I see on Facebook where people think veteran, they can only have an MA plan and Medicare Advantage plan without prescriptions because it'll mess up over at the VA. And that's not true. So I'm over 50% and I can use what they call community care, urgent care. Let's say I had COVID today, and I've done this before. I had COVID last summer. I had a virtual appointment and they sent my prescription to Walgreens. I showed Walgreens my disabled ID. And they billed the VA for my prescription. If you have 50% and over, you can get your prescriptions at a network community care pharmacy for no cost. Let's say you go to the ER down the street. I'm not going to be able to go to the VA to get that prescription that I leave the ER with. So that's why they have it. The VA has contracts with pharmacies in the local area. It's called community care. And you can look it up on the VA's website, what pharmacies are in network. One time, Kathy, I didn't know the cost of the medication. I was sick. I went to this pharmacy. It was like 15 miles from my house. And I sat there and they said, we're out of this medication. You're going to have to go to this other pharmacy. And the other pharmacy is like, they weren't in network with the community care. And I'm sitting there going, I don't understand. I was sent over here. And then I said, well, how much is it? It was
$11. Oh.
Here's the thing. I could have just gone to another pharmacy down the street from my house if I knew it was cheap, right? Think about that. Sometimes your doctor might prescribe potassium or aspirin or something so cheap, right? Not all the times do you want to even go to the community care pharmacy because it might be cheaper to just pay the $2 cash down the street. Anyways, that was a good lesson for me. That was a good lesson for me, that to check the retail cost of the drug, I might not even need to find the community care pharmacy. But yes, community care pharmacies do exist, especially near hospitals and urgent cares, because when people get out of urgent care or the hospital in the middle of the night, let's say I get out of the ER on a Sunday and I need to go get a prescription filled, I can't wait for the VA to issue it. There is options like that. The reason that Medicare Advantage plans exist without prescription coverage is because without the prescription coverage burden, the carrier can give extra robust benefits.
Oh, so if they don't have to cover, you know, Mounjaro or Skyrizi, then
they have more money on that plan.
They have more money.
That's how they do the give backs on the Part B give back. That's how they do the dental. Historically, the VA doesn't cover dental unless you have 100% VA disability or you have a dental injury.
Oh, but if they cover dental, like for you, they might not cover anesthesia. So maybe you don't want to go to that dentist.
Well, that's exactly what happened. The VA doesn't want to pay for my root canal anesthesia. They'll pay for the root canal.
But for the listener, this is an inside conversation. A couple of months ago, Joanna was telling me how she had the root canal without anesthesia because the doctor didn't offer it. That's like torture, you know, like some foreign government is torturing you, trying to get information out of you. They give you a root canal with no anesthesia. I didn't even believe that was legal.
They're trying to schedule me another root canal with no anesthesia, and it's my front tooth, and I have a really bad gag reflex on top of post nasal drip. So it felt like I was drowning when your head is all the way back and you have water being in. Anyways, it was pure torture. I couldn't have thought of anything worse than that at the time. And I was literally having a panic attack and trying to control my panic attack while this dentist had a drill in my mouth because I didn't want another injury.
We need to get you away from that dentist. Okay. We need to go to a different dentist, and the listeners, maybe everyone could chip in a dollar and get Joanna some dental insurance where she doesn't have to go through the VA.
Kathy, well, the thing is, I actually have a dental injury from a dentist. That's why I have PTSD from this. When I was 23, serving in the Air Force station at Mount Home, Idaho, an Air Force dentist decided to do all four of my wisdom teeth removal at the same time, and he injured my jaw. And I had lockjaw for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it was bad. I have TMJ now from it. And any dental work is painful because it's hard to keep your mouth open for 2 hours. And then they put a bite block in. So that makes it even more sore. And good luck chewing steak for another 3 weeks. Anyways, back to my VA story is there's all these misconceptions about what veterans can and cannot have and how other insurance like Medicare Advantage plans work with VA. And we had earlier this week, one of my agents had a Champ VA client. Now, Champ VA is not usually the veteran. Usually, Champ VA is the widow or the spouse or a child of the deceased veteran or a veteran who's 100% disabled. And Champ VA works similar to TRICARE, where there's no network and it pays what Medicare doesn't cover. So if Medicare covered 80%, Champ VA will cover the rest.
Well, people, that TRICARE and Champ VA is kind of like a Plan F.
Yeah, very similar. And it has drug coverage. Champ VA has this thing called meds by mail, where if you have no other prescription coverage, you can get meds by mail delivered to your house. And it has no formulary.
No formulary?
Right.
No.
Now, a lot of people like that. But what happens, Kathy, is agents are not educated on how Champ VA works with Medicare Advantage plans or prescription plans. And meds by mail, you cannot get if you're in an Advantage plan with a prescription coverage. If you have prescription coverage and Champ VA, you have to go to a local pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens to get it. Your MAPD has to pay first, and then the Champ VA will pick up the rest. You often do get zero cost. But here's the thing. If it does a MA only, and they don't want to do the meds by mail, and they try to get their drug from the pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens or something, they have a 25% copay. So you have to really educate somebody on, this is your choices. And all this is on the VA's website. So they have whole fact sheets of everything. A simple Google search, right? It's not always zero cost. And that's another big conception. You know, oh, I have this benefit. There's no cost to it. There could be a cost to it if you refuse the Medicare portion of the drug coverage. Because think about it. If you're refusing the Medicare portion of the drug coverage, now you have that 25% that Medicare would have originally covered. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Okay.
That I've never had to deal with because of three or four that I've sold, they were VA only, non-disabled.
Yeah. And those folks were probably the lowest priority level, you know, and they probably wanted something, like you said, like something just to go see the civilian doctor. And here's the thing. A lot of people have a misconception of, oh, well, this person has veteran coverage. Not all VAs are great. And the coverage can change. It's not coverage. It's an entitlement. It's not insurance. If I go see my doctor today, my experience might be great. They might send me to a different clinic and my experience might not be so great. I am still waiting 7 months later for a specialist appointment and for a test. I got discharged at the end of July of 2023 and I am still waiting for a specialist and I think they forgot about me. And
is there any kind of way to appeal or to say, hey, you guys, I just have to sit here?
Yeah, you have to get a hold of your primary care clinic and send the referral up and wait for the referrals. And it's not as easy as a civilian waiting for a referral that goes through in a day or two, right? So it's a pain in the butt with the VA. You're at the mercy of somebody else. Whereas with Medicare, if you didn't have access to care, that would be a big stink. You're like, you could walk in, call most doctors and get an appointment, you know, the next day or same day here in Atlanta, right? A lot of people think that this person has veteran coverage. They want to go to the VA. What's good today in 2024 might be very different in 2034, 2064. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people make decisions. And this is one of the things I saw at Kathy when I worked at Social Security. A lot of veterans refuse their Part B. Biggest mistake I've had ever made happen.
And it's not creditable. I don't understand. And don't let me get off on a rant, Joanna, because you know how I go. But I don't understand why Medicare has to make so complicated that the drug portion is creditable, but the Part B isn't.
I think we need to protest Congress. Should not make it so complicated. And if everybody's listening to me, I will lead this march to the White House. I think if we all protested the White House and our congressmen, that's the only way laws get changed, Kathy. Most of the laws that are on the books today are archaic. But you think about it. I am only 41 years old. I don't qualify for Medicare. I'm not on Social Security disability. I'm just veteran disabled. I cannot qualify for a marketplace plan because I'm 50% and over. So I can't qualify for it. If I wanted to buy it, I would have paid full price. There's no subsidy. But even if, let's say I lost my job. Let's say the insurance department said, bye, Joanna. You know, let's say I lost my job and I wanted to get marketplace insurance. I wouldn't be able to because of my veteran status. And many veterans are in this predicament where they're 50% and over and can't qualify for a subsidy, but don't qualify for an employer plan. And they have to rely on the VA or pay the full price of a marketplace plan and that large deductible that is often massive. If veteran coverage is credible for under 65 and I get a 1095 every year from the VA to file with my taxes to say I had credible coverage, why is it not credible for Medicare Part B? Because you know what? One of the worst things at my job when I worked at Social Security was to tell another veteran, I'm sorry, you had refused Medicare Part B when you became eligible. Now you have a 10% penalty for every year that you didn't have it. And people would come in 10 years later, 20 years later. And at that point, it's unaffordable. You know, paying an extra, you know, $150, $300. Actually, one of my friends at Social Security was telling me this week how he had somebody at his desk. He said, Joanna, I just don't know what you could do. And I was like, really? It's hard. If they had gone 20, 30 years with no Part B and now need it at age 90, because think about it, they make a decision at age 65 saying, oh, I love the VA. My VA coverage is great. I don't want to pay an extra 170 because I love my VA. I can go to the VA for free. You're making that decision not knowing what the VA coverage is going to look like in 20 years. And it changes because earned. It's not guaranteed. The money runs out all the time, right? I mean, it's all political. Every time the president changes, the what they cover changes. Every time the commissioner changes, It's the VA is a government agency. Just like when I worked at Social Security, every time the commissioner changed, policies changed, right?
Yep. I had a situation a couple of years ago, and I don't remember who it was, but I felt so bad. Like I felt like crying when I heard the situation. They called me because their mom or dad, I think it was their dad, was, I don't know, 80 something years old, mm-hmm. had needed to go into a skilled nursing mm-hmm. facility, mm-hmm. did not have Part B. Mm. VA doesn't cover that.
Nope.
No, they were on VA. They had VA benefits. They'd always gone to the VA hospital, but the VA was not going to cover the skilled nursing. And the people at the skilled nursing said, well, you need to have Part B. And he couldn't sign up for Part B because it wasn't the time when, yep. you know, it wasn't January through March. And they were stuck.
You can't get Part B whenever you feel like it. And there's a 10% penalty for every year that you had not had it without credible coverage. And the only credible coverage, Kathy, the only credible coverage for Part B is work insurance with an employer plan who met the criteria, not a retiree coverage either. Because federal employee retirees, other than postal workers, make the same bad decision where they say, well, I don't want my Part B because I have this great government insurance, and those plans change every year too, right? And they say, well, I think I do want my Part B. I find it less with federal retirees, but more with veterans, where veterans think that they're saving a buck, but they're not thinking about what am I going to need when I'm 85 in a wheelchair relying on somebody to go to take me to skilled nursing or something. They're thinking about when
they're
healthy.
Don't realize. They don't realize either. No one's telling them. And the federal employees have a union to help educate them.
Right.
The veterans don't have a union saying, here's what you should consider.
Even when I worked at the Social Security, veterans would tell me, I don't care what you tell me. I'm making the decision to not take my Part B because I don't want to pay it. And, even if they had the income to pay it, because there's a lot of veterans who are getting 100% VA, 100% Social Security, and pension from their branch of service, too. It's not an economical crisis, you know? I mean, I have people paying for their Part B who are just over the Medicaid limit. So if a regular person can cover the $170, but it's usually veterans make a decision when they're young and healthy that negatively affects them when they're older and not able to, or don't like this service from the VA. I mean, if, like I said, I'm still waiting for that. And thankfully that I don't think it's cancerous or anything like that. It could have very well ended up being something different. You know, I think my hospitalization was a reaction to medication I was on. But what if it wasn't? What if I did have something going on and I'm still waiting? And I've been refused service from the VA before, too. I mean, I was working at Social Security and I had a chronic cough for 4 months and I walked into urgent care. One day I just couldn't take it anymore. And they sent me home and I ended up going to two civilian urgent cares. And one doctor said, oh, you have a walk-in pneumonia.
Oh, my gosh.
And the VA had sent me home with no x-ray, no medication. I mean, nowadays I wouldn't have flown because of the COVID, but you know, the VA doesn't have to treat you. And that's another misconception. They don't have to treat you. And
well, speaking of that, I have a question. What if you are a veteran? Because I've seen this happen. Mm-hmm. You're a veteran, but you get no benefits whatsoever because of your income. Is that possible?
Yeah. Because if you don't have disability, then why should they give you any benefits? That's the priority levels I was telling you about. Let me pull it up and see if I can pull it up. It's usually priority level like 8.
If you're a priority level 8, can you still get aid in attendance?
Usually aid in attendance is tied to the disability. I don't want to answer that without doing research. I'll have to say I'm going to look it up.
That's okay. You can look it under if you knew it off the top of your head.
Priority gets aid in attendance and housebound benefits from VA determined to be catastrophically disabled. So priority group 5, non-service-connected veterans and non-compensatable service-connected veterans rated 0 disabled by the VA. If you're not disabled from service, mm-hmm. that's priority group 8. No service-connected disability are above the income and agreed to co-pays. And there's plenty of people in that. So plenty of people didn't get injured in the service. but they served. They treat them when they have space and they charge them a little bit. And
they do have benefits if they're level 8.
Mm-hmm.
They could go get their med. Let's say, for example, they need to go on a really expensive medication,
mm-hmm.
and they're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should they even?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard of a level 8?
Tier 3 is $11, whereas on Medicare, it's over 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say somebody's on Mounjaro.
Okay.
If the VA carried Mounjaro, I don't think they do.
But if they did.
They would be cheaper to get it from the VA than to pay for Medicare. Yeah. And that's why I said.
And they might qualify with level 8, even though they're not low income.
Yep. Level 2 to 8 qualifies for reduced. It's co-pays. It's a little bit less than Medicare. So like a tier 1 is usually $5 at the VA. But on a tier 1 with an Advantage plan with a prescription, usually it might be down to zero if it has a prescription. So not all the times, and that's why I say it's a case by case. If I had a bunch of tier 1 medications, having an Advantage plan with a prescription plan might work out better for me if I'm on a bunch of tier 1s and tier 2s. That is $0 on an Advantage plan. Tier 2 on the VA is $8 for a 30-day. Tier 3 is $11. They have a $700 medication copay cap.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
The amount that they copay. So I'm going to pull it up from the VA. I want to make sure I have 2024 numbers.
So your copay maximum is $700. So if it's a $15,000 drug, the most you would pay is $700.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I just want to wrap my arms around this because I have had people who are not considered low income who didn't think they qualified for VA benefits.
Oh, I always send everybody to apply. So monetary benefits is different than medical benefits.
I'm talking about medical benefits. Mm-hmm. They didn't think that they qualified for, say, prescription drug through the VA because they made too much money. They should apply anyway for benefits. Yep. And how would they do that?
Priority level. The VA.gov, the application is right on there.
What if they've already had a priority letter assignment and they know they're level 8, then how do they use that level 8 to get the tier 3 drug at $11?
They have to make an appointment and see the healthcare provider.
That might take 2 years, depending on where they are.
Usually new patients are seen within 90 days.
So they could take a letter that they got 10 years ago that assigned them a level 8, find it, and go to the doctor, schedule an appointment with the VA in their area, and get their expensive prescriptions through the VA.
If the VA has a formulary, yeah.
That is good to know. And then how do you find out the VA formulary? Is that what you're doing right now, looking at it online? Or
it might be online. That's a little bit more research I would have to do for you.
That's okay.
It's really a good, like I said, back to trying to find like reduced costs for things like Eliquis is a common drug that, you know, people have trouble affording.
It's expensive.
Right?
Right.
So it tells me that they're a veteran. I tell them, what priority are you? Even if you're priority level 2 to 8, you know, what did I say? A tier 3 is?
$11.
$11 is better than 25% on these prescription plans or $47. It was $47 last year. Now it's usually a deductible in the beginning of in January. What is the deductible? $545.
Yes, it's $545, but that's not the issue. The issue is you're going to hit the donut hole pretty soon.
You're right.
And there's no donut hole on the VA, right? So it'd be $11 the whole year?
Yep.
Oh, I need to start thinking of that. I mean, I ask them when we get to the application, people that I'm talking to usually say no when I do a standalone. Mm-hmm. And I say, do you have access to VA or TRICARE? But I think I'm going to dig down deeper. Because they could be like,
if they have access, ask if they ever served. Did you or your spouse ever serve in the military?
Right. And have you ever applied? Because you might be, even a priority level 8 might get Eliquis for $11 versus the 25%. That's
a big thing, right?
The listener, if I hope that you're hearing what Joanna is saying. She's given us one of those JVBs, Joanna Value Bombs, that you really need to ask even if they say that they don't have benefits, because I hear people say that all the time, and they say it because they're a priority level 8. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't qualify for anything because I make too much money.
Yeah,
I've been told I don't qualify for benefits, but they might qualify for some drug relief. Even if you're making $200,000 a year.
I expect to see a dramatic increase in people using their VA drug coverage next year because of the Inflation Reduction Act the money has to go somewhere, right? The Inflation Reduction Act is going to significantly impact the cost of a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare prescription plan.
Right. But I thought they were capping the drug costs at $2,000, but there's no cap for the monthly premium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your drug plan is going to be $500 a month, but your drugs are going to be capped at $2,000.
What I predict, if I had a glass ball, Kathy, is because they're capping the drug portion, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? If we cap the Eliquis's and the Skyrizis and Mounjaro's at $2,500, the cost of care has to go up. Instead of having a $0 primary care and a $15 specialist, whatever it is, it has to go somewhere, right? The cost, they're not going to eat the cost. So either the robust benefits of the extra dental, vision, hearing, food cards, over-the-counter benefits are going to go away, or we're going to see an increase in the cost of the premium and the co-pays. It has to go somewhere. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, nope.
Not with the United States government anyway.
With anywhere. I mean, it's economics 101, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the
money has to come from somewhere. We will probably know come our first looks in August. I'm going to be at every one of those meetings this year. It's very important. Listeners, I would strongly recommend make time to do your carrier first looks as soon as the carriers are ready to talk, because you're probably going to have a lot of people who need to make some changes, and maybe you might have to see how you do your AEP differently for this coming year. But I have my glass ball ready over here, and I predict massive changes this AEP with the Inflation Reduction Act. It's a good thing on one side. People like your clients with the pain such exorbitant rates. I have some of my clients too, that one of them is on that Mounjaro. She hits the donut hole in like May. She's not happy with the cost, but I don't have a magic wand. There's some things that don't have patient assistance with. And here in the United States, Pfizer and all these companies are taking us to the bank. So, but I do think that there's going to be a massive shift this year in co-pays and premiums. It might not be zero premium land anymore.
True. Well, Joanna, this was eye-opening. Thank you so much for explaining. I know you just touched the surface of this. And for the listener, if you would like more VA veteran trainings, let us know. You can go to the website, and I think there's a little button that says talk to us, and there's a little button where you can leave us a message, or you can just send us an email and let us know if you want to do more VA trainings. But you know where you can get VA trainings right now? In Joanna's membership. Joanna, give us a little bit of information about your membership before we say goodbye.
My partner, Zach Paskey, and I created a university. We're doing once weekly, about an hour long training, and the topics change every Monday. So that's part of the membership. And then there's an upgrade where you can join a private subscription Facebook group. And then there's also a university that you can add on to get all of my previous trainings, plus the new ones coming, so you can listen and watch at your own leisure. MedicareMentorsMedia.com. I think you have to put the https://:// first. MedicareMentorsMedia.com, and you should see my pretty picture and be able to sign up right there. There's no contract, so if you don't like my pretty blue eyes, you can cancel. A lot of people over the years have wanted access to my trainings, but they couldn't necessarily move their contracts, and sometimes I couldn't take their contracts. And I think it's the best of both worlds. You get access to all of my knowledge and Zach's knowledge. $149 a month. I mean, I would have paid 20 times that back in 2017 when I was starting out and I was trying to figure out how to do this job. Because certainly
hard to learn everything. So yes, we have veteran training already on there. We're going to do more. I'm glad to have brought that up today, though, because it's not always the easiest topic, especially when there's so many different nuances. And a lot of times, Kathy, we don't know unless we ask more questions. Did you serve? Did you retire? What does your spouse have? Could the spouse of the veteran might be champ VA if they're 100%? And that would change everything on what I recommend. So asking more questions changes everything for my recommendation when I'm working with somebody and helping them select the right plan for themselves.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for doing this training. It's opened my eyes. And for the listener, I've got to pitch the certifiedmedicareagents.com website. If you would like a free bronze membership so that you can be found by consumers, go to certifiedmedicareagents.com/join. Use the coupon code BABES2024 for a free bronze membership. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time on the Insurance Business Babes podcast. Bye.
Bye.